Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Kerry Murphy at Phoenix International Raceway with Rachel Rupert, Miss Coors Light. It's great to talk with you again.
Good to be back. I love Phoenix. I'm happy to be here.
Very cool, very cool. Some of the duties that you're responsible for, can you maybe tell the fans what do you got going on here at the track?
Well, absolutely. Well, every weekend we kind of do the same thing. As Miss Coors Light, I'm a spokesmodel, so I go to all the tracks and I do interviews. I interview the drivers for NASCAR.com and I give out.
So you do my job.
I sort of do, yeah, actually. And it's kind of funny being on both sides of it. You kind of get a good view of it. But yeah, we do that for NASCAR.com. And the big thing we do that for is Coors Light Pole Award. That's qualifying. We give that out, driver who qualifies first, for Nationwide and for Sprint Cup. So that's always a lot of fun because we get to anticipate each week. But I take photos on my fan page. I have a Facebook page. It's Miss Coors Light if you want to search that. And we have a lot of fun. We really do. I make appearances at bars, and I'm really a spokesmodel for Coors Light because we're the official beer in NASCAR. So they needed a face, and here I am, and I love NASCAR, so I have a lot of fun with it.
You get to interview a lot of the drivers for NASCAR.com. Who are some of your favorite interviews?
Hands down, Carl Edwards.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, he is so nice. Here's the thing. You'll be thinking of like 20 questions, and you get this from an interviewer. You'll think of about 20 questions you want to ask this guy. He answers all of them like in one question. You're sitting there like, right, I was going to ask him that. Okay, I was going to ask him that. He's just a great guy. He's a sponsor's dream. He's a great driver. He's first in the points. He's been my pick for the chase. For this entire chase, so I hope that he wins. We're getting some practice cars out here now.
You just pulled a Carl Edwards, because I was going to ask you, who do you like in the chase, Tony or Carl?
Wow, so I pulled a Carl. That's pretty good. I'm impressed with myself right now. It's hard for me because I love Smoke. I really do. He's just one of those guys, like, he brings a little bit of spice to the sport, you know what I mean? But I picked Carl from the beginning. I just feel like he deserves a championship. He works so hard in every series, so I'd really like to see him win this one.
It's definitely close. 3 points, I mean, two races. It's going to be real, right down to the wire.
Absolutely, and I think with this weekend being Phoenix, we have a new track. The guys are saying it's really slippery, but they say they're going a lot faster. So, I mean, it's really anyone's ball game at this point, which I think makes it so exciting with only two races left. So,
who's your favorite pole award winner? Do they celebrate like in Victory Lane?
Well, we have a backdrop, and it's really cool because the drivers who win, they come up to the backdrop and they sign it each week. So every time they've won, we have all the signatures all over it. We have a lot of fun over there. We give them the trophy, and we do the interviews. I'm trying to think who's been one of my favorites. Elliot Sadler is actually a lot of fun. He comes over and he just wants to give everybody a hug, and he's just a true like Southern gentleman. But a lot of the guys are a lot of fun. Believe it or not, Juan Pablo Montoya, he's actually pretty funny. I asked him one time to say "silver bullet" in Spanish for me, so he's sitting there like So we have a good time. We try and make it fun.
You meet celebrities as well.
Yeah.
All the time. Yep. What's your favorite celebrity?
This one's easy.
Yeah.
Reba McEntire. I am the biggest Reba fan ever, and I'm very lucky though. I've gotten to meet a lot of celebrities. I met Trace Atkins last week. I met some really cool people, but I love Reba like from head to toe. I think she's amazing. She's a great role model. She's done everything you can possibly do, and I met her and I walk up to her and I'm just like, I just love you. She said, oh honey, you sound like me. So we were instant friends. So
she's hosting and singing at the Vegas Awards ceremony.
Let me tell you, when I found that out, I was that much more excited to go to the banquet. But championship week's gonna be a lot of fun. I always encourage all the fans, if they can get out there. Vegas flights are cheap these days. Get out there and go. I mean, it's an amazing 3 or 4 days where you really have a ton of opportunity to get right up there with your favorite driver, talk to them, you know, hear what they have to say. They do a lot of interviews and a lot of fun games, and so I encourage everybody to go to championship week.
I got my invitation from NASCAR last week. I'm excited. Got to get my suit ready.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. I went last year, and it's just a blast. I didn't know what to expect last year. This year, I think I'll loosen up and have a little more fun. So what do you have planned for Champions Week?
You know, I'm not really sure right now. I know last year we did some stuff with PBR, you know, the rodeo championship that they have out there. I was actually in a tournament.
I saw the photos on Facebook.
Yeah, okay. Let me just say this. It is hard to ride a mechanical bull in a fire suit. I do not recommend it. No, I did that last year. It was, you know, some NASCAR celebrities. They wanted us to compete and do some rodeo challenges. So I came in third. It was so much fun. So we'll probably do some stuff like that this year. I'm still waiting on my schedule. We're trying to get through the season. I'll definitely be at the banquet, and I'll be at the Myers Brothers luncheon, giving out the Coors Light Pole Award to whoever wins the most. And he gets it. Whoever wins the most, and right now it looks like it's Kurt Busch. He gets a nice little cash prize, so I'm sure he'll be excited about that.
Yeah, they're hurting for money, so.
These guys, I tell you, they need a little bit more money in the bank.
If you look at your Facebook page, I think you wear the fire suit everywhere, even bull riding.
All the time.
And you were at a baseball stadium, too, I think.
Yeah. Yes, I was. I went to a Braves game, actually, in Atlanta. And, yeah, I do a lot of stuff in the fire suit. There's a lot of times where people are like, do you really have to wear that all the time? But you know what? I'm proud of it. I really am. It's a dream job for me. So if it means wearing this thing everywhere, then so be it. I have an absolute ball. But, I mean, it was just, you know, 10 years ago when I was just going to races with my dad and wishing I could do something like this. So I'm not complaining. I'm 100% happy with it.
I ask all the drivers this today, what's the plans for 2012?
2012, I'll be back, full season.
Good.
Yep, I'll be coming to every race, and we'll still be the official beer NASCAR, so nothing will change. Just more of me, which in my mind is great. I hope everyone agrees. But, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun, and, you know, we'll still have the Facebook page. We'll still be pushing that, and I'll still be interviewing the drivers, so it'll just be more fun. I'm sure we'll add some events here and there. I'm sure we'll be doing different things at the track, but just look out for me because I'll be back full force.
All right. You mentioned on your Facebook page or your bio or somewhere, Martinsville is your favorite track. You got to have a second favorite.
Okay. Well, Martinsville was my favorite track because it was close to where my parents live. But now, I like short track racing, so I do love Bristol a lot. Bristol's probably one of my favorite tracks for racing, but I'd have to say that if I could come to Phoenix more often, I love it here, especially with the new track service, I love it. But as far as somewhere to visit, I love going to Sonoma.
Yeah.
It's in wine country, it's gorgeous. I like to encourage people if they can go out there to go. But in the chase though, Texas and Phoenix are definitely two of my favorites.
All right, so you're big on social media. What are some of the questions that the fans ask you that are kind of like out there?
Will you marry me?
Well, okay, that makes sense.
I get a lot of proposals. I get a lot of people asking me, you know, if I'll send them a case of beer, if they can get free samples, you know, just random stuff. I get a lot of interesting questions. I had one guy actually in an appearance one time ask me if I would sign a copy of his black belt certificate. So
why?
That's what I said. It was interesting. So, yeah, I get some strange requests, but you know what? On the flip side, I get some of the, like, most wonderful support you could ever imagine. I have people that come on there, they're dedicated, they answer all my questions, and, you know, they're part of every status I make. They want to comment on it, tell me I'm doing a great job. So, I mean, if I'm having a bad day, like in my personal life, I go on my Facebook page and I read what my fans say because it makes me feel better. So I can't say enough about them. I love them.
People can find you at NASCAR.com. Where else?
Facebook.com/MissCoorsLight. And it's MISS, but that's the main place where I do all my updates. I have photos and videos there every week. So.
All right, Rachel Rupert, Miss Coors Light, thank you so much for taking the time on the final lap.
Thank you so much, and I want to tell everybody, if you can get a chance, come out for qualifying tomorrow. We have Nationwide and Sprint Cup qualifying, and we need to get more people out here for that. I'll be waving the green flag and doing the Coors Light Pole Awards, so come on down if you can. It'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Very cool. Very cool.
Check us out at Twitter and Facebook.com/TheFinalLap.